Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Higher Probability Commodity Trading by Carly Garner positions itself as a practical roadmap for traders who want a structured, risk-aware approach to futures and options. Rather than treating commodities as a mysterious arena driven only by headlines, the book emphasizes repeatable decision-making built on market behavior, contract mechanics, and disciplined trade planning. Garner, known for her work in the futures industry, focuses on what can be controlled, entry logic, position sizing, and how to define risk before chasing sizing, and how to define risk before chasing reward. The core promise is in the title, improving outcomes by favorably shifting probabilities, not by searching for perfect predictions. Readers are guided through how commodity markets function, why volatility can be both an opportunity and a threat, and how to select strategies that fit specific market conditions. The tone is oriented toward real-world execution, highlighting common mistakes and offering tools to think in scenarios. It is aimed at traders who want to replace improvisation with an organized framework for analysis and risk management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding commodity and futures market structure. A key theme is that higher probability trading starts with knowing the environment you are trading. Commodity markets are not just price charts. They are built on standardized futures contracts, margin rules, expirations, and the realities of liquidity. The book frames how contract specifications, tick values, and trading hours translate directly into risk, especially when volatility expands. It also draws attention to factors unique to commodities, such as seasonality, inventory cycles, and the influence of commercial hedging activity. Even when a trader uses technical tools, market structure can explain why certain moves accelerate, why gaps occur, and why some contracts behave differently than others. This structural grounding supports more realistic expectations about slippage, execution quality, and the cost of being wrong. It also helps traders choose instruments and timeframes that match their account size and temperament. By treating contract mechanics as part of the edge, the reader is encouraged to stop viewing losses as bad luck and start identifying preventable sources of risk. In practice, this topic equips a trader to plan trades with clearer awareness of what the market can do and what a position can survive. Secondly, market analysis that focuses on probabilities, not predictions. The book emphasizes analysis methods intended to improve odds rather than deliver certainty. Instead of making one bold forecast, the approach encourages mapping scenarios and identifying conditions where the market historically offers better risk to reward. This often involves combining price behavior with contextual inputs, such as trend structure, support and resistance zones, and volatility regimes. The objective is to filter trades so that entries are taken when the market is offering confirmation, not when emotions are high. A probability mindset also means respecting that even good setups fail, so analysis must connect directly to invalidation points and predefined exits. The book's orientation is practical. Traders should be able to explain why a trade is placed, what would prove it wrong, and what conditions would warrant taking profits. This reduces impulsive trading and helps create consistency across different commodities. The broader takeaway is that analysis should serve execution. When a trader can articulate a repeatable checklist, results become less dependent on one-off intuition. Over time, this probabilistic framework supports learning, because outcomes can be evaluated against a process instead of being rationalized after the fact. Thirdly, strategy development and matching tactics to market conditions. Higher probability strategies depend on alignment between the tactic used and the type of market present. The book encourages traders to think in terms of conditions such as trending, ranging, or volatile transition phases, and to select trade structures that make sense in each. This includes the idea that a strategy is more than an entry signal. It is a full plan that defines trigger, stop placement, profit logic, and contingency actions. The reader is pushed toward consistency, so performance can be measured and improved. Attention is also given to how options and futures can express different views about direction and time, allowing traders to choose structures that fit their conviction and risk tolerance. Rather than treating every chart pattern as tradable, the focus is on building a playbook of setups with clear statistical intent, even if that simply means repeatedly taking modest edges while protecting capital. By framing strategy as a system, the book highlights the importance of preparation, trade journaling, and post-trade review. The result is a shift from random participation to deliberate execution, where the trader knows what they are waiting for and why it is worth taking when it appears. Fourthly, risk management as the primary edge. The most consistent message is that risk management is not a defensive afterthought, but the foundation of long-term survival. In leveraged futures markets, small mistakes can become outsized losses, so the book stresses defining risk first and structuring trades so that one loss cannot derail the account. This includes practical concepts such as position sizing based on account equity, placing protective stops with a rationale, and avoiding overexposure to correlated markets. It also highlights the psychological dimension. Traders often increase size after losses, hold losers too long, or take profits too quickly, effectively skewing their own probabilities. A rules-based risk plan helps counter these tendencies. The book's probability framing fits naturally here. If a trader accepts that any single trade can fail, the goal becomes managing sequences of trades and keeping the distribution of outcomes favorable. Risk management also extends to knowing when not to trade, especially around events that can produce abnormal volatility. Ultimately, the reader is guided toward a mindset where capital preservation is what enables opportunity. If risk is capped and consistent, a trader can stay in the game long enough for an edge to play out. Lastly, execution discipline and building a repeatable trading process. A strategy only becomes higher probability when it is executed consistently. The book underscores practical behaviors that separate planned trading from emotional reactions, preparing levels in advance, using clear order placement rules, and monitoring performance with objective records. Discipline includes following stops, respecting maximum risk limits, and avoiding revenge trading after a loss. It also includes knowing the difference between a normal drawdown within a tested approach and a sign that the trader is deviating from the plan. By promoting a process orientation, the book helps traders focus on controllable inputs such as preparation, timing, and risk parameters. A repeatable process also improves learning because the trader can isolate what is working and what needs adjustment. This topic connects the technical and the psychological. A trader may understand markets, but without consistent execution, they cannot realize the benefit of their knowledge. The book's practical tone supports creating routines, checklists, and review habits that make good decisions easier to repeat. Over time, this reduces decision fatigue and improves confidence because the trader is relying on a tested method rather than improvising under pressure. The end goal is a sustainable trading business approach, not a series of exciting but inconsistent bets. In conclusion, this book is best suited for newer to intermediate commodity traders, as well as experienced traders who feel they have knowledge but lack a stable framework. Readers who trade futures or are considering options on futures can benefit most, because the core lessons center on leverage, contract mechanics, and disciplined risk definition. The practical value is in how it pushes trading decisions away from prediction and toward process. By learning to plan entries, exits, and position size with probabilities in mind, readers can reduce catastrophic losses, cut down on impulsive trades, and develop more consistent behavior across different markets. The book can benefit a reader's life by encouraging clearer decision-making under uncertainty, improved emotional control, and a more business-like approach to managing risk, skills that translate beyond trading. Compared to many commodity books that lean heavily on either macro storytelling or isolated chart patterns, this one stands out for emphasizing structure, strategy selection, and risk management as an integrated system. It is worth buying if you want actionable guidance on building a repeatable trading process that aims to shift the odds in your favor, even when markets remain unpredictable. If you would like to support Carly Garner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.